Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we're happy to have you as well, as always. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We ask you to call and tell a friend that we're here and we're asking for your prayers as always. The subject of this discussion and this study, wherever you might be, God, can God give me a sound mind? Can God give me a sound mind? And this is a discussion. And we're going to have prayer. Father, we thank you right now. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for being with us. And Lord, we thank you for looking upon us today, wherever they might be, Lord, wherever the callers might be, whatever the condition they be in. Lord, we ask you to strengthen them and touch them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Discussion, some of the background scriptures. As always, we desire here at Doctrine of Truth with the blog talk. We give everybody a chance to express themselves. We like to have scripture background, but we know we're all striving for understanding a workable conclusion to all the subjects and all the studies and discussion. You might have a dream, a vision, the things that you do that will help you and to achieve how God has given you your mind back, or a sound mind. Maybe you might want to bring up a question you might have concerning that. Amen. We don't try to send out certificates or give you grades, but we always try to just give your area code and your last four digits of your phone. That way you can call in and feel free to talk. Amen. We don't try to put down anyone. We're not asking anyone to be put down. Amen. It makes them confused. We're looking first at the book of Matthew, 24th chapter, and we want to take some history concerning why this subject has come about. And we're looking at when Jesus told us about the end time. Matthew 24:4, he says, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. Be not troubled. All these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise up against nations, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be phantoms and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. They shall deliver you up and to be afflicted. They shall kill you. They shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall they many be offended and shall betray one another and hate one another. Amen. And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. And because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." We are now in that time, in that date, amen, where we have, and today happened upon the land, there's so much disease and killing and shooting, amen, a lot of pestilence going on, amen. And we are finding that if you look on mental health, there are many people are being troubled and worried. They never lost their job. They never been had bad credit before. Amen. They've never been sick before, and they find themselves in an area, amen, anxiety is setting in. They have been concerned about everything on every hand, and it's kind of puzzling to them, and that's why this subject has come up, amen, concerning can God keep your mind? Can God keep your mind? Number one, you have to be in Christ. That's why I say, can God be in your mind? Or if you have to believe in Christ, amen, you have to believe and accept God amen, and not only your personal Savior, but you shall believe and accept him that he is with you in all circumstances. In all circumstances, not only in church life, amen, and when you come down to your money, your time, your family, you push God out, no. These are the things that are happening affect you and your family, your money, your health, your job. So God wants to be in that because he's a keeper. He will and he can keep you. Amen. Thinking rightly. Thinking rightly. Amen. A sound mind, it came from 2 Timothy 5 and 1 and 7 when Paul was talking to the young preacher, the young pastor Timothy, when Nero was really running rampant. He was destroying things and he was looking for those in Christianity. Amen. And Timothy was really concerned about not only about his life, about the things that he was doing for the church. And Paul instructed him and talked with him, amen, how to, what to think, where to put your mind, where to put, even though Paul knew about the situation because he was the author of that confusion back in Jerusalem, amen, in the time of his days before his conversion over to Christianity, amen. So he knows, amen, about these things concerning, you know, the environment, how they affect you. Amen. So here we go. First, concerning the sound mind, a legal definition that I got off, maybe you can go to the website, www.businessdictionary.com, definition of / sound mind, Hotmail. And it says that a sound mind is a legal definition, is legally having a capacity to think, reason, and understand for oneself. Adults by nature are considered to be generally to be have a sound mind, but though certain circumstances can be rendered as being not in a sound mind due to intensive brain damage and other major incapacities, amen. So what you go through in life, other words, amen, can cause you to not think rationally. It can cause you to go wrong, amen, towards the environment around you and what people think might be normal thinking. But concerning the thinking of the Christian, amen, our mind is governed around God's words. Amen. We are governed by God's word. And the Spirit of God help us to govern ourselves. The Spirit of God help us. And we follow his word through the Holy Spirit. So he has the Holy Spirit is that he aids us. He helps us. He guides us through, amen, this walk in life. All right. Those of you, amen, you can go to our website also and get this program as we start going forward later on. You can, and afterwards, after the program is over, you can go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and you can view the program again. Amen. There's many more all through the day and time. You can bring up these programs as well. God bless you. I think we have the lines open, and our technician will type you in. All you have to do is push 1 on your phone, and the technician will type you in, and we'll give you your area code. We have one now. It's 561, last 3 digits. 4 digits is 3664. 3664561. Amen. You're on the air. God bless you. You have a technician that put you in. Amen. Amen. All right. God bless
greetings,
you on the air.
Greetings, beloved. How are you?
Oh, God bless you. How are you, man of God? Good to hear from you.
Good. The question is, can God help us with our mind, keep us in peace? You alluded to 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, for the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. 1 John 4:18. Therefore, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Fear is an enemy to God. Proverbs 29, verse 25. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Romans 8, 7. The carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. God wants to fill our minds with his love and peace. Isaiah 26 and 3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Did you know, Bishop, that what we think affects our lives? When we think evil things, when we think evil things, you are tempted by the devil. But when your mind is clean, you are able to think straight. You are able to make right decisions and enjoy the peace of God. We cannot have a clean mind until first, you alluded to this, we receive the gospel. God brings light, revelation to our minds through the gospel. When we receive the gospel of Jesus Christ into our life, God begins a work in our mind. He gives us a sound mind. He teaches us to think pure thoughts. So therefore, when you wash your mind in the word, you're going to think clearly. You're going to be able to be disciplined and really see clearly and see the deception of the enemy, which is Satan. So that's just like this is just a sidebar. This isn't an example. That's just like some, you know, I hear some of these preachers say, oh, God took their life. God don't take our life. Because if you read 1 Corinthians 15:26, death is an enemy of ours. So, you know, we got to, that's why we have to study. That's why we have to, and you alluded to, you know, you have to do your research and back it up with scripture so people can understand. So, you know, sometimes they say it out because they're not studying and they're unlearned, you know, but, you know, we'll give them a pass on that. But then when you are teaching God's people, you should be coming with truth and facts. And that's the thing. And then, you know, you got a lot of people who don't want to come to church because all this foolishness is going on in the churches. That's what the carnal people are doing in the world. But we got some godly men such as yourself who really love the Lord, and you lay your life down for him. You know, we're going to have battles, but we're going to win because we are victorious. Just stay in the word, study the word, and renew your mind. You know, just renew that mind. That's how you renew your mind. Cut that TV off, get off of that internet, and do something productive that's going to help you mentally and spiritually. Amen? So, yes, yes, indeed, he's a loving God, but we have to be obedient. Okay. Simple. Just keep it simple. Be obedient and follow God's word. That's all I have to say about that, Bishop, because I'm getting excited.
Okay. Well, God bless you. God bless you. We're here. Doctrine of Truth. We believe in excitement of the word and study of the word and research of the word. Amen. And we thank God for the audience and the men and women of God. Come forth, amen. And we want to, as well as brought forth a very a good foundation to start off on, and we also have to be aware of, you know, the day and time, so much mental health, so much going on. People now are being restless, and they really looking for a foundation. And if you can't, you have to be steadfast on God's word and truly believe in Him, that He is, He has the answer. Amen. And keep the faith. The faith is the hope. Regardless of every situation, He's there. Jesus said, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And amen. And we want to bring in Romans 1, Romans the first chapter, concerning the foundation. It was laid already by a brother here, but others, I'm not quite sure, they were coming in, amen, and bring some more bricks and mortar, amen, and steel as we build this lesson. But at the same time, that you have to continue in the right environment. Sometimes people go out. They go out, you know, you can always hear in the world, oh, I'm going out, I've worked all week, I deserve to go out. Well, the enemy give that type of reward. You go out and you be in the environments, be in the clubs, the ballparks, be in these places because it's good to be among others in the same like mind. Amen. You go to a game, you expect to enjoy. People there, they came to the game. You go to the grocery store, people go in the grocery store, they're getting their grocery. Amen. Those are going to the gas station, they're there, they're filling up their car. Amen. So it's good to be in God's house, around God's people. That also helps. That also helps the mental capacity of a child of God, because you do go through. Amen. We do go through in this world, dealing with problems. Amen. Dealing with problems that we never seen before. And, you know, at a certain age, you must be always healthy. Always healthy. Always been healthy. And all of a sudden now, amen, you got to deal with your health. Amen. That all sickness is not unto death, though. It's not unto death. Paul been sick. Amen. All the apostles been sick in a certain form or way. Amen. That's why Jesus came. He came knowing the word, knowing that God is a healer, knowing that He's a healer, amen, He will restore. Okay, all right, you know, we get started, you know, always in this platform, Doctrine of Truth and Blog Talk, we want to give you a chance to talk, we want to give you a chance to express yourself, amen. I love to step to the side, and amen, the more, amen, we put on the table, everybody can eat off the table, and get a little bit for next week or tomorrow. We want to be able to have a workable solution. That what you do to keep a sound mind. What have God given you, amen, to hold you together in times like these. In times like these. All right, you can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And when you push in 1 on your phone, amen, a technician will put you in. Amen. We will just give you a area code and last 4 digits. Amen. We're always thankful for those that come in later on and they look on the, go to the computer afterwards and go to blogtalkradio.com/ Bishop Poole, Doctor of Truth, amen, and they can pick up a lot of more programs, whether you study or for your travels, amen, you can bring that in. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, amen. Notice what Paul said in the book of Romans while we're waiting here just for a moment, amen, and Paul pick it up, we're going to pick it up in the middle of the chapter, chapter 1, and Paul is saying here in the 20th verse, for since from the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Paul was talking about those that maybe say, well, there's no God. And, you know, and the heathens, they're way out in the country, they're way out in areas. The missionaries haven't gotten there yet. No television, no radio. And Paul began to talk here and say, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but become futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they become fools, and change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-feet beasts, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worship and serve creatures rather than creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use of what is against nature, likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning in their lust for one another, and men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their errors, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. Amen. The one scripture is talking about a reprobated mind. When you if you don't keep your mind on Christ, and there's so many religions and so much things that are happening today, bombarded this world, because Jesus said in the last days there are going to be many false prophets, many false teachers. If you don't keep your mind and find, once you find the truth, you have to stay in the truth. You have to follow after the truth constantly, having a hymn and a song, Ephesians talking about, and that's what going to church, amen, we go to the house of prayer, where they do have, amen, singing of hymns, singing of songs, spiritual songs, and have prayer in the temple, as well as choir members and the preaching of the word. All of this help. Amen. Sometimes you be so beaten down and going through with the family, the friends, the relatives. Amen. And you just best can just make it into the house of prayer. Amen. Under, amen, a joyful heart and mind. And when you get through being washed with, the brother said, washed with the word of God and the love of the brethren. Amen. This helped restore. It helped put you back focused. Amen. And we can't say, oh, I don't need that, I got that. Well, maybe you haven't been through bankruptcy. Maybe you have not been betrayed. Maybe you have not been persecuted. Amen. Maybe you haven't been lost in your health. Amen. And doctors say, I don't know. Maybe you haven't been in those scenarios yet. Amen. And keeping your mind in Christ, it boils down to practice. It boils down to practice. We got to practice it. Amen. You got to practice it. And a part of it, amen, it's on you. It's on you now. It's on you now. You can do it, but the Holy Spirit, he also helps you. He helps you. He comes along. Amen. He comes along. He's a comforter. He's a helper. Amen. He's a helper and he's a comforter. Amen. All right. As we're going through this lesson in time, amen, there are areas in the world where you see things that are happening left and right, and you wonder how people think to do such a thing. Amen. And you have to be in the right scriptures and right preaching, the right teaching, and the right word of God. First, you accept Christ, and Christ does help. He will help you to sort out the truth. Jesus said, the truth, amen, the spirit of truth, when he comes. In the gospel according to St. John 15 chapter, he said, when the spirit of truth comes, amen, so he'll be able to help you. And all of this is very important. It's very important. Amen. To the young man that never thought, amen, that a flood would come. All right, we have an error code, 305, last four digits, 4271. Error code 305, last four digits, 4271. God bless you on the air.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank God for life. I've been listening at the program, and I'm really enjoying some things. And matter of fact, just where my mind has been the last few days. And I was kind of chuckling to myself because I said, now, how do Bishop come up with these topics? At the same time, you know I'm focusing. So the Lord just said, well, don't you know? You know the Spirit. He gives to, you know, people, amen, what they need to have. Concerning the God gave you a sound mind, that's interesting. And in short, I saw something interesting there that we used to hear about many years ago. There is an affliction of the gospel. You remember that the suffering that the gospel bring, you see, and it's the only suffering that makes you better. This is what Paul was speaking in that Second Timothy, I think it was the second chapter, concerning the sufferings of the gospel, the afflictions that it brings, and this was his. Conference to Timothy, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You remember
mm-hmm.
he spoke concerning the gift, stir up the gift that's within you, and he said, "I know you got it." You see,
right?
So when we the affliction of the gospel, you see, we hold on to this, we receive this, because God has commended his love to us, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And through that love, this is where the sound mind come from. You see, we can't be comfort and be complete in a sense unless,
mm-hmm.
amen, that the love of God operates and moves in us, you see.
Mm-hmm.
This is
mm-hmm.
our betterment. This is where the sound mind comes from. It ain't like, you know, you study so long, but you got to endure. You got to. This is the thing that God wants to be in us for and want to speak to us. He wants us to know that he's our constant companion. You see what I'm saying? This is where,
mm-hmm.
what helps you think, right, Bishop? I'm seeing,
mm-hmm.
I can't get it off the page. It has to be revealed to me. You see,
mm-hmm.
so this
mm-hmm.
is where you're thinking. This is where your sound mind comes. This is where your good decisions are made. When you're so sick and everybody's shaking their head and walking away, you understand that love stand up in you. And then you begin to looking at that they are the sick ones. You get what I'm saying? Though you
That's
are
correct.
Suffering in the flesh, so this
mm-hmm.
is what I want to contribute. It's all the need for the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, to indwell us. It's all the need for every man and woman to get experience from him. Amen. Let folk talk. You know, I've been looking at things. You know, I may have told you before how I've been looking at myself, and I've been seeing God, look, it got to be more than I've been hearing talk about. It just
mm-hmm.
rose up in me like that. And I've been
mm-hmm.
seeing, you see, things being said, and they seem to be things of deepness. But then I look at them, I said, now, wait a minute, what was that all about? So they, so it seems so unreal to you when you hear, seem like something is missing. You see, this is a part of the afflictions of the gospel. See, God wants you closer. You see what I'm saying? He want to pull you in, and the more you come toward him, seem like the greater your sufferings get, but the more sound your mind get. Some of the winds start blowing, you'll say, oh, keep on blowing, you know. I'm going to enjoy it. The sun shines harder and harder. You keep on saying, shine on, glory to God. You get them just like my wife said, boy, this sun today is giving glory to God. So that's what I want to contribute, because the Lord said to me, He said, you are looking at the gospel. You see, you are analyzing the gospel. But he's saying that the testimony of Jesus, he's saying it's, your life is the testimony. You see, your the way you live is the analyzing of the gospel to the world. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I want to contribute. The sound mind is really God operating in you. That's what I want to say, Bishop.
All right, all right. As always, you brought Holy Spirit, remind me of some things. I flipped over into Romans 5, and I being justified. And Romans 5 and 3 said, now only we glory in tribulation, but also in knowing that tribulation working patience and patient experience. And what came to my mind about, you know, every time you got a testimony, amen, every time you win a little battle, amen, you get more confidence in God. You get more
confidence. That's your sound mind. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You say, okay, I got another. Paul was testifying. The brother was confusing, not addressed in him. About his title and things, and Paul said, listen, I was shipwrecked. I was beaten in prison. I can show you my scars. I got to look at all these
there
scars.
You go.
That's how I got my scars. Yeah,
there
you
go.
Don't show me your car and your cards now. I got scars to prove that, amen, who I am in the Lord.
You look at that scripture, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love. You see what I'm saying? He gave us a spirit of love, not a spirit of fear. And of a sound mind, you see what I'm saying? Love of a sound mind. You get what I'm saying? So out of that, when love of God fill your heart, I don't care what it is. You see, it's going to come clear to you, because that's what God does for us. He give us understanding. He give us, this is the pure wisdom that Paul spoke of, and it only comes from God. So there I see a great need for him to reside in me. Amen.
Yes,
I stop right there, Bishop.
All right. Okay. All right. I thank God for you. Amen. Amen. All right. Paul said again concerning the mind and also blank clarity. Amen. Both of the callers, great callers that brought out this. Okay. Area code 561-4556. Area code 561-4556. You're on the air. Amen. Area code.
Praise the Lord.
561. God bless you. God bless you.
How y'all doing tonight?
All right. God bless you. Good to hear from you.
Amen. Can God give me a sound mind? Yes, he can. I would like to demonstrate the ways he's given me a sound mind. For number one, you can't have a sound mind if you're operating in fear. But I would like to tell you, I was operating in fear when I allowed sickness in my body to break me down, to quench the fire of my faith. But when I realized where God brought me from, outside of what I was dealing with at that time, I began to get some shaking on the inside like the dry bones in the valley. And I begin all to right. stand as I girdle my loins like a man. Amen, somebody. And I begin to walk the walk of faith and talk the talk of faith. And I begin to go after the goals that God has given me. Like right now, I want to give a quick testimony. I have a goal where God has blessed me with a soundness of mind where me and my lovely wife, we are getting ready to walk into our own home, just the two of us. Good God. That's having a sound mind when you've been operating in fear, just letting everybody else crowd you, be around you, when you got to think about what Abraham was told. Leave and cleave to your own wife. Leave your countrymen. Leave your mother and father. So I feel like that now. Amen.
Oh, amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
Man, I feel like a new man. Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Quietness around. I know how you feel. God bless you.
Bless God y'all. Bless you. Thank you for the blog talk. That helped me with God the soundness you. Of mind.
All right. All right. God bless you. Always good to hear testimony. Amen. And okay, we have another area code 561 1948. You're on the air. God bless you. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening, oh. Bishop. You know, listening, I really get excited. Just talking about the word, it's supposed to make you excited. We filled with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We're supposed to have the passion, just like Christ had for the will of the Father. And, yes, he can give you a sound mind, but one point I wanted to bring out, your heart and your mind are directly connected. That's why they say creating me a clean heart. That's why God said I will pluck out the stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. Because when you start to have a heart like God, that affects your mind. You will think like Christ. Mm-hmm. Let this mind be in you. That was also in. We got to have the mind of Christ. That's why it says renew it. By the renewing, you got to delete that foolishness, delete that old stuff, and put the word of God so it can be glorified. He talked about 1 Peter 4 and 13, but be happy that you are sharing in Christ's suffering so that you will be happy and full of joy when Christ comes again in glory. We're supposed to be full of joy. That way we can be full of foolishness. I love it. The word is there for us. It say a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. God ain't double-minded about us. He loved us from the beginning. He knew us before we were formed. He's going to give us a sound mind to live his will. And thank God. You teach the true word, Bishop, yes, and I still never forget, committed to the covenant. And we got to keep on keeping on and run on and see what the end's going to be. God bless you and thank you for your lessons.
God bless you. God bless you. Wonderful, wonderful woman of God. And like I said, the covenant wants you knowing God. The covenant is in the blood. He died for it. He is nothing can change it. That's a part of our mind thinking. Nothing can change God from turning us around. Nothing can turn our back. Amen. Jesus said he'd be with us always. It's too late. It's too late in the evening now. Amen. To turn around. I like to put some on the table what Paul had said in Romans 7. And sometimes I use that. Amen. And I caught on to that. Amen. He said in Romans 7, he was talking about the battle, and he found out this is part of the spiritual warfare. As long as we live here in this earth, on this side of the grave, and come out of the atmosphere and our head up in the high theology, sometimes you just got to take that theology, melt it down, amen, and look at it. And Paul is saying that Romans 7, He said, but in 23, he said, but 22, but I delight the law of the Lord after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warn against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity of the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Christ Jesus our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Don't tell me this. You show me a brother, that sister, that say they're not wrestling, they're not aware of spiritual things. Amen. They mind. Amen. They have to be careful about that. You're always going to have a spiritual warfare. You're always going to have to. But the Holy Spirit will show you, say, this thing here, you know, get it out. Get it out of your mind. I remember an early part of the ministry, and I was on the radio, and coming out of the radio station, and this brother was on the air, and he was making an example. Because when I first got saved, I just let everything run in my mind, music, anything that come along, because I said, well, I'm saved. That doesn't affect my salvation. But I didn't realize it affected my walk with Christ and caused me to stumble and fall. And he made an example and said, you got to keep your mind stirred up with the word of God. And like Philippians 4 said, think on these things, whatever righteous, whatever honest. He said, now if you was home and somebody knocked on your door and you opened the door and this hog run through your house, with mud all over him. He's flipping and running like a little dog, flipping all over the furniture and everything, scratching himself. You wouldn't say this, oh, get out, little hoggy. You know, you get a broom or a chair, and you'd be tearing him up, trying to get him out of that house and clean it up when your parents get home or somebody come because of the odors and things that he brings. You see, that's what you have to do with your mind. We have to guard our mind. God, I was thinking, amen. Things will come in, and you just have to, it's going to come in. You be sitting there wondering, your mind on Christ, and thank God, get your mind cleaned up, brother said, through the word and the scripture. And there does something come up, like Paul said, whoa, wait a minute now. This shouldn't be in here. I should not be thinking like this. And let me get this out of my mind. I should not, the Lord going to take care of me. Amen. So that doesn't make, there's nothing wrong with you. These things show up. Amen. These dots the enemy throw at you. You want to throw a dot at you. Oh, you got to worry about this. Oh, you got to do about that. Amen. You're still living in this old body. This old body, amen, like old blade of grass. Amen. It's going back to the dust like filthy rags. So we're still living here. We're still on this side of the grave, brethren. So we have to, you know, face reality. Amen. Face reality. All right. God bless you as well. We still have a little bit more time. We're getting ready. Amen. We can get some more callers. Just press one on your phone. Call a friend. Tell a friend. Amen. A Doctor of Truth is on the air. This is a platform where you can express yourself. And we try to keep it in love. Like, love is one of the powerful things that ever is more than is out of this, it's out of this world. This love that we have is out of this world. It cannot compare, because love can suffer long. Amen. Love can absorb a lot of things. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. Amen. The love of God, Paul said in Philippians, is telling the brethren there, the love of God passes all understanding. All right, we have another caller, 561-3447. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. We lost him there. All right. We're moving along. Amen. But I thank God for the sharing. And this is what the Lord said, you know, for all of us in his word, you know, where two or three come together in his name. Two or three of us begin to share. Amen. I went to a workshop, and a lot of the brethren was in there pertaining to the war, and with some things that common. And all, one of the discussions that really came out among all of us said, well, we thought we you know, nobody didn't know about these things, and, you know, we thought we was losing our mind. because of what was going on that was mentioned. Amen. It's good that men and women of God, because of the gospel, amen, you're gonna feel like, you know, on the emotional side, that the world have left you. God has left you, but He hasn't. He hasn't left you. But we can utilize all the tools now that is out there. Amen. We should try to utilize all the tools that are out there and reach out to help others. If you help others, you help yourself. Amen. Talking about things, you're helping others regardless. You'll never know. And because God has given us, amen, vocal cords, He wants to express and read and study His word, we help ourselves as well as others. And this is what the strengthening of the church is about. We're doing iron sharpening iron right now. We're sharpening iron. Amen. We are encouraging one another. God haven't forgotten you. He haven't forgotten you. All right. Amen. As always, we have give you my website. Amen. We're getting coming close to closing. Amen. My website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can click on our website. We also have a book out. You can see that on the website, The Life of a Minister. Life of a Minister. You can go to Amazon.com, Kindle. Amen. The Life of a Minister. Amen. By Bishop Poole. And you got to share that with others. Amen. And some of you have great testimonies. Amen. That you can write some things that God has given you. And in a certain time in your life now, amen, you can start sharing what you're going through. And be surprised, the word through is a powerful word. Amen. The day is back gone, the last 2 days. Some of you may have come out of some things that you never thought, amen, that you would get through, but you did. But you did. Amen. All right, I think we have another caller. We can press one on your phone because we have about our time is slowly going down. Amen. We want you to get in all the calls as possible. Amen. Do what God put on your heart to share, because you never know those that out there needs it today. Our brothers that went through the flood, some of them going through all these tornadoes. Amen. And all the economy is slowly coming back. Amen. Many had to use up all the income. Not only that, but all the grandparents. Amen. Using up their finance. Amen. To help the grandchildren and helping the children. Amen. And now they're wondering, you know, their life, what they're playing for. But, you know, God put a great anointing, like we were saying last program, very fruitful. Amen. You know, grandparents, God give them a mind to say, okay, you know, I understand. And they're filling in and helping out our young people, especially young ones in Christ. Amen. They're trying to see whether or not, you know, the young people today, they're going through a lot of things they don't understand. So the grandparents and the grands, amen, they're able to stand in there and say it's going to be all right after a while. Amen, and share their income. Maybe sometimes share their houses. Amen, to help the ones that's going through for the gospel. Not only going through for the gospel, and peer pressure out there. Amen, trying to pull them in. And many of them had, I remember when I had to, I'm not telling anybody to do this, but I had to walk off a job, amen, when I first got saved. Amen, and so much going on in the job, and God gave me another one just like that. It was in college, and another young man, he was a manager of a cigarette company and alcohol. We had to go in and set up clubs, and we prayed. When we prayed together and said, okay, you know, God going to supply our needs, and he trusted his word and walked out. Amen, went searching, and this God's people, we need to search. We're great researchers. The Bible says, seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. We don't just have to stand there and accept. Amen. God told us to search and research, and we can find it. We can find it. Amen. You can find whatever you're looking for. Might not be in your community, but it's out there. It's out there. Amen. And that'll help you to know you got to do something. Physically, mentally, do something about your problem. Amen. Not only thinking about it, but you just like you be thinking about it, just like a car pull up in the driveway, and you put it in gear and brakes on, and you're standing there racing, you're burning up the tires, not going anywhere. No, you got to jump out and do something. Do something. Call somebody, write somebody, tell somebody. Amen. Things begin to move. You begin to feel better. You begin to feel better. Amen. You begin to feel better when you do. When you do something about your problem, about your situation. Amen. All right. We're winding down. We're winding down. Get ready for, I guess we can get two more calls before we can get ready to go on for prayer. For those that are absent from your community, and I lost a couple of neighbors. Amen. Just like that. Amen. One's sick, and one that walked away. Amen. And had an operation and just went on away. Amen. But we have to mind always the Christian family is, oh, did I do enough? Did I talk to the person enough? Did I live before them enough? Amen. And by our mind, you just can't be talking. You got to live this thing. You got to live it. Amen. And if your conscience, one time Paul wrote and said, if your conscience condemn you, you condemn already. God is greater because he know your conscience. But if your conscience don't condemn you, amen, if you're doing the best you can in righteousness, amen, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. You can always, those that just come into Christ, in 1 John 1:9, amen. He said, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. We confess our sin. Confession and repentance is one of the deepest doctrines of all. God repented in the beginning of time. Amen. And when he repented, he made man. So all we have to do is confess our sins. So, Lord, forgive me of my sins and come into my heart. Amen. And help me. He'll give you help. He'll give you help. This is God's world. This is God's gospel. And we are God's people. Amen. He came to bring help. He came to bring help. Amen. He came to bring help. All right. We got another caller. You can push one on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. Amen. And as well, call a friend and tell a friend afterwards that you want to go. Okay, 305 again, 305-4271. 305-4271, you're on
there. Bishop.
Yes, sir.
I just heard what you said, and the Lord repeated it for me. He said, He said, you and me and I and you. And he said, I'll analyze you. That's the answer right there. If you ever want to think straight, or you want to come up out of get away from your old lifestyle, you got to have Jesus. And
yes,
when he lives in you, you got to trust him, because he gonna analyze you. He gonna make certain you be able to stand up straight before Almighty God. So that's what I thank God for the subject today. And we keep praying for you, because these are some thoughts that the world needs to think about. Though the Spirit brings them, you know, they got to be.
Yeah.
That's what all this technology is all about. To get Jesus out there and what he do for you. That's right.
Yes, sir. All right, give us a prayer, Doc. Give us a prayer.
Dear Lord, we are grateful for this being able to come together one more time over the air. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for substance of life and how you have fulfilled and kept your promise. So we believe and trust you today. We thank you, O God, for this block talk. We thank you for those that are speaking tonight. We thank you for the subject matter that you put in their hearts. We thank you for the experiences. We thank you for the blood that flows warm in our veins. And we do give you praise for the glory of God. It's now come to us, and we just praise you for it. And we ask you to keep us until next time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, we're going to have two more prayers. Amen. Those that would like to bring a prayer, amen, as well. Amen. We still got time to take two more prayers. All right. 561-3664. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. This has been a great evening. We love your word. We pray for the lost as well as those who are in the word and straddling the fence. Father, we thank you that you woke us up this morning in our right mind, with a mind on you. Strengthen each and everyone that is out there in the airways that are listening. Encourage them. Strengthen them, encourage them, and someone that really loves you would cross their path and do the Great Commission. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We're going to have one more prayer. Amen. We're going to have one more prayer. All right. 561-4556. Go right ahead. You on the air.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the sweet communion of your Holy Spirit through each and every individual. Lord, we thank you for awakening our spiritual senses, Lord, that we may go out and refresh others, that you refresh us, Lord, through the teaching, through the guidance and the love of the bishop, Lord, felt by the hearts of many. We thank you for the brothers and sisters that labor together, Lord. We ask you to send your hedge of protection over each and every one of us that's laboring in your word, Lord, that we may be comforted in these triumphant times, Lord. But we just give you the praise. The more the pressure, the more the praise. And we thank you for better days, Lord. And, Lord, just guide us in the name of Jesus and keep us. We pray, amen.
Amen. God bless you all. As always, we love you. Amen, to help me bring in this gospel. Amen. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. And Proverbs say that the multitude of counselors, their strength. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. We might be able to get one prayer in real quick. If we got a minute prayer out there. Amen. We can. Amen. The studio is still active. Amen. So we ask you to call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. As the Holy Spirit, amen. He knows. He knows. Like the brother was saying, the Holy Spirit, he knows. He knows what we need. He knows what we need. And he knows who's going to be on the program. We thank God for all of you listening. In the spiritual battles we're dealing with constantly, amen. Help us to refine our mind and refine all the time. We have to tool up. It takes practice. Practice, practice, practice. Reading and reading and practicing and you know, putting out what you done took in. Give it out take root down in your mind. Amen. And the things that really stay with you are the ones that you have experience with. Amen. When you share things with others and talk with others, amen, it builds a foundation within your spirit and your mind. God bless you as always. Father, we thank you right now. We ask you to send prosperity. Lord, send prosperity. Send healing. Send deliverance. Oh, God, comfort them. Amen. And loose the bondage of the past. Oh, God, and uproot all the past, the enemy trying to get through the gates of the mind. And, Lord, we thank you for this broadcast, and we thank you for those that support and those that will be listening, God, in the name of Jesus, in your Holy Spirit, we agree in heaven and in earth. Oh, God, we agree in heaven and in earth. You said in your word, where two or three touch and agree, but it's bound in heaven, it's bound in the earth. In Jesus Christ, in the Christ we pray, according to the scripture. Amen, amen. God bless you. We love you. Until next time.